We still sound like a phone call?
You sound a little better now. It sounds a little better. Say it more.
Microphone check 1-2. Okay. 1-2.
Okay. There we go.
So is we back or?
Yeah, we sound good.
Okay, yeah, see, that's another part of doing too much. This machine was doing a whole lot of extra shit in the background, so let me just shut that down real quick.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, here we are.
All right. Yeah, here we are.
Fuck. Oh, you don't even understand the headaches, bro.
Well, I just look back at the message that you like at 6 o'clock, you were like, well, I'm about to get set up now. I was like, okay, so you're gonna be ready by 6:30? And it's just like the whole SpongeBob.
1 hour later.
Right. Cause like, okay, yeah, cause I was like, all right, look, I'll just plug this stuff up. Everything will be fine. Boom, boom, bang, bang. And that's it. It'll be a lovely day. But no, it won't be. And then I had to switch gears real quick because there was like level 1,000 frustration because I was on the tech side of shit too with that other stuff. I was on that tech support shit. So trying to do too much. Yeah. Like I did like some test streams and shit like that.
I saw. I got the notice.
Yeah. But I had to hurry up and private them bad boys because that shit ain't like it's supposed to be. But I got to figure out some bugs and shit on that. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, is it the full moon right now? Is it the isn't it some like super moon shit right now?
Yeah, that shit's supposed to be happening. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. When I was walking out this morning, I looked up and I saw like a really big moon up this time of day. And I said, that's a nice look. And I had a meeting that I was all hyped and ready for. And I was like, wait a minute. I walked outside at 10:30 at the time that the meeting was supposed to happen. And then I looked at my calendar and realized that it's tomorrow. So it was like, I was like, okay, I got some time. But sometimes, you know, once you get your mind wrapped around a specific activity, it's kind of hard to shift gears, you dig? It's like,
yeah, hey, yeah.
Let me jump back on something different. But I mean, I managed. And it just kind of threw my, it kind of threw me off for the rest of the day a little bit. Just, I was distracted because I was hoping to get this thing behind me.
Well, I lost some time too. I was kind of distracted too because Sir Man Rambleshack hit me up. I didn't fucking expect that. Like all the fucking days trying to get some shit done. But you know, let me go ahead and chew the fat. Do that. And that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, but here we
go ahead.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Jeez.
Oh man.
This has been a needy week, bro. Look, man, motherfucking a lot of motherfuckers been real emotional. Like I've been dealing with a lot of emotional motherfuckers this week, yo. They just need mad attention and shit, yo. It's crazy. Supermoon, crazy.
Yeah, I guess that is an interesting thing. So it coincides with spring break at college here. So a lot of people are out of the loop. And I think that makes it so that some people who I might have encountered that might have been on that, I'm not encountering them.
Right.
But yeah, you have to kind of determine, like decide what types of roles you down for in people's lives that you connected with.
Right.
And set, you know, try to set that boundary like, hey, oh, wait a minute, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not the one that you talk to about that.
Right.
You know, Because sometimes people feel like they can come to you with one thing, they can come to you with anything. But all relationships aren't built like that, you dig?
I do. And, you know, I find myself out in the public a lot. So, yeah, I get a lot of shit I don't want. And I don't even, oh my God.
You behind the bar like you like Sam Malone back there.
Telling you, man. Telling you, man. I'm just trying to clean some glasses and close up shop, yo. Jeez.
Yeah. I guess it's one of those things trying to, like, navigate all the different... If you have, like, a range of relationships and have some self-awareness, you can avoid, like, those awkward situations where you got somebody playing out their position.
Right.
Because, you know, that's a good way to get your feelings hurt if you come to the wrong person with the wrong thing and they don't give a fuck about you. They're not like that.
Dude, don't even get me started. I got a couple of them now, yo. Jeez, fucking Christ.
But, you know, that's why it's important to really be clear about what it is in the relationship, and everybody's always clear. Like, so... Speaking of that, I saw this. We mentioned we were talking about superhero movies last episode.
Right. And Captain Marvel.
Yeah. So in the world of superhero movies, we got Warner Brothers, the film studio. Their CEO stepped down because apparently he was having an extramarital affair with an actress on some like casting couch quid pro quo type, you know, I square you up, you get me auditions, you get me in movies. And it was like it wasn't like he was, I get the feeling that she pushed it up on him. Like, you dig? I don't get the feeling that he sought her out and tried to offer her anything. I feel like she might have pushed up on him from the way that things went down.
But because, I mean, let's keep it 100. There's two sides of that coin. You know what I mean? And everybody wanted to make a move. And sometimes...
But you know, your boys opening up a pack of fig Newtons, don't mind me.
So sometimes them Newtons need them figs. You know?
Yeah. So you're right. It's two sides to that. I think that I don't feel like she pulled. It's a developing story. Let me put it that way. If I've learned anything over these last few weeks, over the last couple years, it's always a developing story. He stepped down. I think he stepped down to kind of avoid there being a big circus about it. He's trying to like fall back and just kind of let it go away rather than trying to fight it. But apparently this text message just surfaced and she was talking greasy in a text message. Who are these people that are like, who's doing business like that? Like, how are you keeping records and text messages like that?
Well, that's because think about it like this. If you go into the game on some possibly shade tree shit, then you're going to keep some goddamn you're going to keep the soil fertilized. You need
receipts.
Yeah, got to keep that shit on deck. You never know. You come into the game janky, you know, you might have to cash out.
To his credit, he, on his side of the text messages, he never said anything directly incriminating. She was talking about, she texted him like, when you was fucking me in that motel, you said we were going to, like, she was like literal in the text. When you were fucking me in that motel, you told me that you were going to help me get auditions. What happened with that? And he texted back real vague, like, I'm sorry you feel that way. He was like, he didn't like admit anything in text. So he a G with it, but still, it just wasn't looking good.
No, see, here's where he fucked up. Responding. That's where you fuck up. You just should have left. You look, you fucking motherfucking Mario ghost caught that bitch, yo. Fuck that.
Well, I think there's probably something else.
There could like, be. But you responding to a message straight out forward like that.
Well,
some
I mean,
flags.
True that. Why am I being so disrespectful right now? Why can't I wait? I had a whole hour while you were setting up to eat
you
these
did,
fig Newtons.
Yeah, but no, that's okay. Show the world who you are. No, you cool.
Okay, so I'm just so curious about the dynamics of those types of arrangements. So it's clearly a problem where if you are in a position like that and you lord it over to somebody and say, hey, if you want this gig, you gotta come square me up. Clearly that's like that's no good. That nobody wants that type of life. Nobody will condone setting up that as a requirement. You dig?
Pardon me.
So and then you turn it, when you turn it around the other way, and make it like an offer in the other direction, it's still a problem, but it's a different type of problem, and it's not one that there's a lot of conversation about. You dig?
Yeah.
It's really a conversation about power. So it would seem like, you know, he's the one that has the power in sort of a professional sense. He's the head of a studio. This is an actress. So he has access to things that can advance her career.
Well, I mean,
but there's other types of power, you dig?
Right, because that shifts once that other type of power comes into play. After that move, you know, that's after you lay them cars down, the river doesn't hit you. You know? Shit.
Yeah, so that's really, I'm interested to see how this played out. I think in the context of the conversation about how the roles that women are presented in these types of movies and things like that, and sort of in that whole conversation, how these dynamics play into it and how honestly people can speak to what it is that's going on there.